Hey guys, it's your best fight friends. I'm Kelsey. That's Haoush Manfio, a lightweight headed to the PFL playoffs, taking on Clay Collard in his next fight, hoping for $1 million. Man, I heard you talking. You were here at American Top Team doing, you're doing media rounds. So you got to talk to the same, basically people asking the same question over and over and over. But I heard you talk about resiliency, right? About your career and about making a decision to keep going when maybe a lot of people would have turned back. I would like to hear that story. I would like to hear about resiliency in your life and how that helps you in the cage.
Yeah, I think the last 3 years before I stepped in the PFL was the difficult years in my life. My first daughter born, so I need to make more money. And it was, after she born, was start like a desert in my career. Mm-hmm. I had no fights, 7 fights got canceled.
Oh.
No sponsorships because no fights.
Yeah.
So I need to start to do regular jobs. And I was like, after 2 years, no fighting 2 years and keep training, my second daughter born.
Oh, yeah. So
so I was like, man, now I need more money than ever. But I'm a Christian, so
okay.
God always put some extraordinary persons to help me, some good friends in the church. So, and especially my wife told like, don't quit, because we moved to America for you become a champion, not for you become a regular worker. Not because this is not good, but
right.
Because we felt in our hearts we couldn't make more. We have not wrong to be a regular worker, but it was not my dream. Something was wrong. So she didn't let me quit. And I still training in the morning at American Top Team with the professional guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to evolve like a mindset like, okay, I can train twice a day. But I need to be as good as these guys train just once a day. So
yeah.
The only way to do that is become stronger here.
Yeah.
Because if I can train more, I need my quality of trainings need to be better, even I training less. So that was my my mindset start changing. Like, no, I will train. I will beat these guys in the spar. I will give my classes, clean the offices at night. And I will return home and make love with my wife.
I am
the best man in the world. And I start thinking, no, I can't do that. I can. And the mindset start changing.
Uh-huh.
And after a couple months, I was doing all that. And but it was difficult because with 2 children,
yeah.
Like, the dream is not the number one thing in my life, but it's the child. So I decided like, no, I will stop it. And I was just moving to giving some classes, private classes. I was doing good. I found some persons who really liked my job, and I was going to their house to giving private classes. And I was doing what I love, teaching my knowledge,
yeah.
And I make some good money. And when I decided to stop, I decided like, okay, I just will move into American Top Team 3 times a week, train with the guys because I love this, I need this,
yeah.
To be happy. But I will not be a professional anymore. I maybe focus on my family. And in 2 weeks, I signed with the PFL.
Wow, yeah, and that's like...
So God knows how hard was the time. I think when I got in the limit, when I was like, no, now I need to be rational.
It's hard though,
door.
Right? It's hard,
yeah,
not
it's
to
hard.
Be rational.
Don't quit when everything and everyone, even the persons who love you,
yeah,
with my wife exception because she never let me quit, but with the other persons like parents, the family, the person who loves you, but maybe when they tell like, ah, maybe God don't want this of you,
yeah,
and with you think like, yeah, maybe you're right because I don't see nothing, but I have this fire in my heart.
Yeah, and you feel that you felt like you.
Yeah,
I
you
felt
know,
it.
It's not a problem. Do another thing, but the problem was what I will make with this fire inside my heart. You can't like just extinguish this fire from nothing. I need to, if I quit, I need to, I don't want to be feeling this feeling in my heart anymore.
Yeah.
So this didn't happen. The fire is still here and I'm ready
you
to.
You just stuck with it. And then, I mean, I love that story. I'm also a Christian and obviously I'm not a professional fighter, but I have a different kind of job. And sometimes I'm thinking like, man, maybe I should go get a regular job. But I love what I do. So I love hearing
you
your story. I love that you trusted what you couldn't see.
Yeah.
Like, that's a great story. so many people don't do that because it's so hard. And I think that it's just a really important and special story to share. And now you're in the freaking playoffs where all of a sudden you're fighting for $1 million.
Yeah, I beat Anthony Pettis, so I know God can do anything. I am the proof God is still the same God of the Bible. This is our God from now.
Yeah.
And I have goosebumps right now.
Yeah, good.
And this is like, I think, of course, I never quit. I put some effort. I give 100% of my life. But even with all that, I know it was God in my life who opened these doors.
Yeah.
Because even like my friends, like when I was totally broke, when the pandemic starts, my second daughter was born. I have a millionaire friend, Nathan. Was,
okay.
So he could help me with my rent, this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I will forever grateful for his life and for his friendship. But who has a millionaire good friend?
Exactly.
Not right. Every person. So God take care of my life in every single detail to allow me to not quit. And was really difficult. Three months ago, I was cleaning offices. I have the picture on my Instagram. Wow. I was with the white gloves, the yellow gloves, the rubber gloves, and cleaning offices with my ears phone. And I thought, man, I hate this, but I need to do this.
Yeah.
Because I need to feed my family, but tomorrow I'm going to train. And I was like, every day I was there, like, God, today is the last day I will be here. Because I know you're going to open the door. But I need to return Saturday.
Yeah.
So Wednesday, Saturday was my day to clean at night, the office. So, but I always like, I know you can.
But you kept at it. Yeah.
Anytime, bro. Anytime I'm ready. Just open the door for me.
Yeah.
So,
man.
Yeah, and one day this happened. One day I literally told God, like, thank God, because this is the last time I've been here cleaning this office. And I never returned because I signed the PFL.
That is just
Thursday, and I used to clean the office Wednesday and Saturdays. And I told this Wednesday night when I was cleaning, and Thursday I signed with the PFL. Yeah, this time
yes.
I was right.
Man.
So it was good. It was best feeling. I cry a lot. And I'm. What can I tell you? God's good always.
Man, I love that. And I love that God, in my life at least, makes me trust him more than I want to sometimes. So I'm like, come on, dude, like, do the thing. And like, I have to wait and to hear you do that and to see you fight. Like, right, you fought Anthony Pettis in your last fight. You were in a tough fight against a big name guy.
Yeah.
And then maybe the first round, I think most of the judges scored the first round for him.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, you know, like, you're rub against the wall, but you didn't panic, right? And you came back and put your stamp on that fight. Huge win, right? Anthony Pettis, did you ever think you were going to be fighting that guy? Like, did you think you're going to be fighting Anthony Pettis like 2 months ago or whatever? Like, of course.
When I stepped in the show and I knew it, he was participating of the season, I asked to fight him. So I want to fight Pettis because I know every fighter is a difficult fight.
Mm.
No fight is easy, but the reward to fight against Pettis is huge. Like, my life is never going to be the same after this win against him. Because forever is going to be on my record. I won against Anthony Pettis. So I prefer a huge challenge because it's going to be difficult, but with a big reward than just difficult with a regular reward. So give me the stars. Give me the big names. I feel better when the pressure is on my shoulders. Like, oh no, it's have 50,000 persons watching you in their arena. I like it. Ah, no, you're going to fight a legend. I like it. I prefer, I feel this fire in my heart work better.
Yeah.
Even the trainings, when I feel more pressure, I feel better. I train better than when I have no pressure against me, you know.
That's great. And you got another big name too, right?
Yes.
Clay Collard had a terrific year as a professional boxer. And then he's had a terrific year in MMA with the PFL. He's also been in the UFC before. So how excited are you for this fight?
Yeah, I'm so excited. He's an extraordinary fighter. I'm really happy to fight him. I think he's an excellent striker. I am an excellent striker too. So for the fans, this match is going to be huge. Don't miss. And but I will give my best to when the fight finish. My hands will be like raised, American Top Team. And I'm totally prepared for this fight. I think I'm going to show some new skills that we have been working with. We have no time to learn because the fights are too soon.
Right.
But don't change my life, my my game style too much, but we worked some new weapons, and I'm gonna show you the fight.
Well, that's an amazing story. I'm really glad that you would share it with me. It means a lot just to hear it as a person, like regardless of the video. I'm glad just to hear that. It helps me in my own life. So thank you so much. I'm excited to see you fight, and I hope you become a millionaire.
Oh, is that man?